From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, am I to go on a fishing?
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here he is, the man who gets his hair cut at the pet shop, Smiley Burnett.
Hey! Joe, what are you picking on me for? What are you picking on for? Ain't I got enough trouble? Look at this letter I got, Joe.
Let me see.
Well, it says here if I don't keep away from this guy's girl, he's going to shoot me.
Well, that's easy. Just keep away from her.
Well, how can I? He didn't sign the letter. Now, I don't know which is his girl. Oh, women, women. Ain't they funny creatures? Hey, I remember, Joe, when Gene Monbeck and his wife got off their honeymoon, she said, yeah. Honey, let's make folks think we've been married a long, long time. He says, all right, you carry the suitcase. Bet you didn't know I was in England one time, did you, Joe?
No.
Oh, yeah, had a good time. Went hunting. We had a duck dinner.
Oh, you mean a duck dinner.
No, I was hunting with a duke. The duke forgot the duck. Printer made a sale today. Printer made a sale. Almost sold old Ring Eye to Macquarie. Yep, that was yesterday, though.
Uh-huh.
I told him that he could mount old Ring Eye. That old Ring Eye horse, take him to Bakersfield, be there at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did, huh?
He said he wanted to think it over, and he called me a little while ago and said he guessed he wouldn't buy him.
Why not, Smiley?
Said he couldn't figure out any reason what he'd want to be doing in Bakersfield at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And now the Whippoorwills and an old-time spiritual.
My Lord, it's so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's
so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Well, tell me, brother pilgrim, tell me where you're bound. Are you bound for the promised land and that enchanted ground?
My Lord, it's so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's
so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's
so high you can't get over it. So wide you can't get around it. So low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Oh, I enjoyed that, kid. That was mighty nice. Yes, sir. I hope you do more of those spirituals on our program. Is that Come Through the Door? What's the name of it?
You must come in at the door.
You must come in at the door. Yes, sir. Speaking of doors, let's open the door and let that man come in and tell us about the sponsor right now. Come in, bub.
Thank you.
rest of this program is rolling right along here now. The Whippoorwills was just doing that nice tune, and I see sweet Georgia Brown just slipping up to the microphone, and she's going to confess everything.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. I need you every moment. In your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you do, you know you'll grieve me, all in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me, dreaming dreams of you in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Oh, that was a hey, boys.
Yeah.
Boys, I wished you could have been here yesterday afternoon when Frank Nasford come by. Oh, I have never seen a man so mad in all my life. He was just purple. He was so mad. Well, now, here's what happened. Here's what he told me. Now, the weasels or something has been a-getting his chickens, so he loaded up a double-barrel shotgun last night and set it beside the bed, and sure enough, about 2:30 in the morning, he heard a rattle or something out in the hen house. Well, sir, he jumped up out of bed and didn't have nothing on but an old blue shirt. He wears that all time, day and night.
No.
Well, sir, he tears out to the hen house, and he gets about 30 feet from it, and he stops, and he thinks, well, now, maybe I better pick up a rock, throw out there, and scare that varmint out. Well, sir, he stooped over to pick up a little old stone, and that big old red bird dog touched his nose to the back of his leg. Well, sir, he pulled both barrels on that gun, blowed the winder out of the hen house, and killed 17 broilers. Oh, yeah. Now, in the singing department, here's a little story about three hermits. Listen close now. Three hermits once lived in a mountain so high, and each had a hill of his own. With a rickety shack and a barn in the back, each lived with his goats all alone. Comes dark of the moon, each packs up a poke and heads for the valley below. All day by the fire they'd say not a word, then back to the hills they would go. Three hermits there were, three hermits there came, each year to the valley below. With scarcely a word, they'd sit there all day, then back to the hills they would go. Then back to the hills they would go. One year they came down, and a hermit did say, I saw a white horse on the plain. So then nobody spoke for the rest of the day. They packed up and went home again. The next year a hermit disputed the first. I saw the same horse, it was black. But nobody answered, they just sat and glared. That night they rode back to their shack. Three hermits there were, three hermits there came, each year to the valley below. With scarcely a word, they'd sit there all day, then back to the hills they would go. Then back to the hills they would go. The third year came round, they met by the fire, and all through the day they just sat, till the third hermit rose to his feet with a scream, this argument's driving me bats. He ran to his horse in a hair-pulling rage, he pointed his finger and then, in a voice full of anger, he shouted, you cats, don't speak to me ever again. Three hermits there were, three hermits there came, each year to the valley below.
Oh, it's scarcely a word. They'd sit there all day. Then back to the hills they would go. Then back to the hills they would go.
Come in on the train every day now.
Yeah, we do.
But you scare me to death every single day, though.
What do you mean?
Why, you go so slow. Why, just at the last minute, you just jump aboard the train. I'm always afraid you're going
to
miss it.
That's the sportsman in me. I want to give that train a fighting chance to get away. Hey, we got to go now. This is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Goodbye now. Come over and see me sometime.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.